Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to GDC. I actually have with me today Tom from Sickhead Games, who's working on the Xbox One implementation of Monogame. Thanks so much for joining us today, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what is Monogame.
Monogame started as, originally Microsoft made this great API called XNA, and it was loved by lots of people and was used on a lot of platforms, it was used on 360, on phones, and things like that. And we loved it so much that we ended up writing an open source version that worked on other platforms. And since then, we've expanded it to support Windows 10, to support other consoles and other handheld devices, and we're now bringing it to Xbox One.
Which is fantastic. Thank you so much for doing that for
Thanks.
Us. We have so many developers out there whose games I've really enjoyed over the years, and I'm excited to be able to see those games come forward. So for a developer that has worked on that platform previously, what is it going to be like for them when this technology is available?
It should be a pretty easy transition. If you already have a game that works under XNA or works under Monogame on another platform, it's very simple to go ahead and recompile that and port target a new platform. At the moment, it's as simple as changing out your reference lives, you know, recompiling, and then dealing with, you know, platform-specific issues like things like Xbox Live, things like specifics about the controllers, those kinds of details. But in general, it is that easy to get transferred over.
Very cool. So obviously it's not available yet today, but I know developers will be able to reach out to you. What website should they end up looking at for that information?
They should go to monogame.net. Okay. We'll have an email address set up, xbox@monogame.net. You can contact us there, and we should be able to get you hooked up with the right people and make sure that you have early access to it as soon as we're starting to let people into the program.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit more, like, behind the scenes for these developers and what you've been doing to make this all work.
So it's been a long process. It took us a little while to get here. But basically what we've done is we're using a cross-compiler technology in order to AOT compile your C# code so that it can run on Xbox performantly and fast and make it an easy transition to the platform. Other than that, the inner details are not much different than working with the XDK. You know, it's just we're going to provide a lot of the original XDK libraries to C# developers, so there'll be a very similar looking API between C# and what the C++ API looks like. And that should allow you to go in and target specific features for the platform that don't really fit under the original XNA-like API. Other than that, I would say that the most interesting thing is being able to support Xbox Live and those APIs, which will be available there as well.
So Tom, tell me a little bit, is it just XNA, or what versions are you targeting?
Well, Monogame's evolved a little bit. You know, XNA 4 is, at this point, you know, almost 10 years old at this point. It's been around for a very long time. Okay. Since then, we've added a couple of new APIs, but the core API is still XNA4, which is a very familiar API to everybody. In the future here, we'll be starting to transition to support things like DX12, which requires a different API. But at the moment, it's just plain XNA4, which works fantastic. We have a lot of indie games that use it, very popular games, and it should fit very well on Xbox One.
Very cool. And how have you been able to go through this process? Are you partnering with a particular game to kind of help you go through the early process of getting all of this working?
Yes, that was important because without a particular game to target, it's kind of hard to measure
where
you're
definitely.
At.
You don't know where you are.
So we partner with the guys at Axiom Verge, and we're helping port their game to Xbox One. And I believe it's going to be the first Xbox One title using Monogame.
So Tom, tell me a little bit about what a developer will actually need to get started.
It's what you would expect. You have a copy of Visual Studio 2015. You'll get a copy of the Monogame SDK. You'll install the XDK like you would expect. It will install a couple tools and some templates so you can easily start a new project if you want. Or you can take and convert your project to work with it. Then you rebuild and hit F5 to run, and it deploys on your console. It's that straightforward.
Very cool. This is so exciting that this technology is coming over for us. So thank you so much for doing that. Just a reminder to all the developers out there, please make sure to go ahead and sign up for ID at Xbox at xbox.com/ID. There's links below. That's how you're actually going to go ahead and submit your game concepts and get approved for the platform. And then you can go ahead and reach out to Tom to actually get access to this technology. So thank you so much, Tom, for joining us here. And I hope you have a great rest of the show at GDC.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to GDC. I'm here today with Dan Adelman, who I've had the pleasure of working with for many years in the game industry. So thanks so much
That's
for joining
right.
us
Good
today,
seeing
Dan.
You again.
Yeah, nice to see you. So tell us why you're here today.
So I'm here to talk about Axiom Verge coming to Xbox One. Thank you to the support of Sickhead Games and the Monogame support.
Very cool. So what is Axiom Verge?
So Axiom Verge is a 2D retro-styled action platform adventure game where you explore this alien world that you find yourself stranded in, and by exploring all the nooks and crannies of the world and finding different power-ups, you can uncover the mystery. And it's done in a very Metroidvania kind of style and all the things that go along with that genre.
Very cool. Now, I know we made the announcements this week that Monogame would be coming onto Xbox One. What does that mean for Axiom Verge?
Oh, it's a huge benefit for us because I do the businessy side of Axiom Verge because Tom Happ, the person who created Axiom Verge, actually designed and developed the entire thing by himself. And so, you know, he's a one-man band making the entire game, and having Monogame natively supported really enabled it to come to the platform.
Very cool. And I know that Tom over at Sickhead Games has actually been very excited to have Axiom Verge to actually kind of help check and see where they actually are in development and actually have a game that they can partner with to see how that development process has been going.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, we've had quite a few Skype conversations with Tom over the last several weeks as Tom Happ told Tom Spillman all about the code and what's going on in there, and it's just been a great experience.
Awesome. Yeah. It sounds like a great partnership.
Absolutely.
So. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at GDC, and we're so excited to have the game coming to Xbox One.
Me too.
Thanks so much. I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to E3. I'm here with Jean-Francois and Flinthook. Thanks so much for showing the game to us today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the game.
So Flinthook is a roguelike side-scroller type of game with a strong focus on vertical movement. So your hookshot allows you to zip around the levels really quickly. And you have a gun to shoot enemies and a slow-mo belt to slow down time and maneuver the levels better.
Very cool. And how did you guys come up with the game concept?
We just wanted to expand on our side-scroller experiments since we did like Mercenary Kings, which is another side-scroller. And another thing that we wanted to try out was the roguelikes. And yeah, that's how it came out.
Very cool. Now, how big is your company right now?
We're 10 employees right now.
Okay.
7 working on Flinthook.
Okay, and how did you guys get your start in the game industry?
So we started back at Ubisoft, working on small 2D games for Game Boy Advance. And then eventually we decided, let's just do this on our own. And at the time, the best option to release on consoles was XNA. So we started working on Ninjin, and we made our first game, Wizorb, which was released on Xbox Live Indie Games.
Very cool. So you guys actually got your start on Xbox Indie Games and then kind of have taken it from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Now, I believe you guys are actually using Monogame to actually bring the game over to Xbox One?
Yeah, since Microsoft kind of dropped support for XNA, we moved down to, or moved up, I don't know. to Monogame, and it allowed us to port to all these platforms really quickly.
Very cool. So how is that going with the game and Monogame? Everything's gone pretty quick and easy? Or?
It's really useful because like a lot of people, like the community is pretty big, and everything's like open source, so it's really easy to find solutions to your problems.
Very cool. So how has it been being at E3 and showing off your game to everyone and seeing the game here?
The reception is awesome, and it's always like overwhelming to see like the response and everybody that tries the game out, and like they're super excited to see that like the hookshot is really an easy and intuitive feature of the game.
Yeah, as I've been sitting here and just listening to what other people have been saying after they're playing it, everything's super positive, and they really like the balance in the gameplay and the controls specifically. So
congrats. It looks like you guys have a fantastic game on your hands, so we're super excited to have it in 90 at Xbox. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us here at the show, and hope you have a great rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you.